Over the next couple decades, as many as 30 mid- and high-rise buildings are expected to pop up in Kaka'ako. And often art is playing an important role in the marketing of this real estate. A construction fence surrounds the corner of Owaki and Kamake'e Street in Kaka'ako. It's the site of Howard Hughes' 36-story tower called Waiea, where prices range from $1.5 to $20 million per unit. The black fence is dominated by a large yellow mural and quote from Native Hawaiian artist Solomon Enos. Katie Ka'anapu walks me through the area. She's the director of community and retail marketing with the developer Howard Hughes Corporation.
So this is really just a walking exhibit that really just takes people through the history of the Ward property.
The mural is a slice of a commissioned piece that wraps around the lobby of the IBM building down the block, where Howard Hughes' offices are located. Taking a closer look, you'll see the sketches tell the story of how Kaka'ako began, a depiction of Ke'au Melemele, the Hawaiian goddess who created Nu'uanu Valley. Other images feature salt pans and old marshlands that reveal what this land once was.
We wanted to make something very interesting, educational, and appropriate to our specific place.
While some may consider it selling out, Miley Meyer, owner of Nemea Hawaii Native Books, sees it as an opportunity.
You know, it's messy. It takes work. There's a lot of failure and success and discovery in working with local artists and Hawaiian artists. But the result is so much more interesting, and it fills the wonder quotient for good community and public art.
The commingling of artists and developers has a long history, going back all the way to commissioned religious art by European cathedrals and the WPA, who hired artists like Diego Rivera to create murals, brightening public spaces. Meyer, who often serves as a liaison between local artists and developers in the area, says landowners in Kaka'ako are helping fund a more robust art scene.
Because we're trying to create industry here. We're trying to give people choices. And a lot of times it means that developers don't necessarily understand what the artist is doing. They just understand the concept of working with people of place, creative community, and giving them space.
That's also helping them make a living. Artist Solomon Enos has worked with Disney's Aulani Resort and Sheraton Hotels in the past. He says commissioning work for large developers allows him to be a full-time artist.
Okay, now I can actually fund myself and my family for the next 6 months. That, to me, is how I can stomach this whole process.
Tricia Legasso-Goldberg is an independent curator and art consultant who also works with the State Foundation on Culture and the Arts, and she has a different perspective.
Everyone has questions, and everyone is suspicious, for sure. They look at this new place, they think, hey, what's the level of integrity and interest of the landowners? Where do they really place their values? Do they really care about us?
Legasso Goldberg says it's a question she's heard before and one she's often asked herself.
It makes sense to me when I encounter artists. They have such great doubt about the intention of whether it's A&B or KS or Howard Hughes, like in terms of what they're doing and how they're using artists. You know, but artists can use these opportunities too.
Legasso Goldberg says while it may not feel entirely organic, the urban art scene in Kaka'ako does serve a purpose, and it's helping a lot of young artists practice their craft. But the bigger question of whether these transitional spaces can survive after the buildings go up remains to be seen. Molly Solomon for HBR News.